So I know we all know about the horrific things that happened with El Paso and Ohio, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. You know, in the Bible and Revelations, also in the Old Testament, talks that things are going to get worse. You know, father against son, son against father. It's not an unexpected thing for God. God knows all, right?
Amen.
Let's talk about how this affects us, though. What can we do to change some things? We go, okay, well, some of you probably think, well, let's just change the president. Okay, that will come up in 2020.
Charity starts at home, for one word.
I'm sorry?
Charity starts at home.
Yes.
Teach your children how to act at home before they go out in public. That's the main thing. Maintain order in your home.
Okay. That's a good thing. I've heard a lot of people just start arguing over whose fault, who's this, he's from here, oh my gosh, he's from Allen, he's doing why. This is no surprises to God. God knows everything. But like April said too, we're going to talk about, it's going to start with us, okay? It's like a pool of water. I know, like, sometimes when we're in the water and playing with the kids, or if you're floating, you'll kind of just move your hand on the water, and the ripples will go out and spread as it goes.
Amen.
That's how our love and our patience with people should be. We should be rippling, getting that current going, loving one another more. I think I, in my spirit, and maybe it was me that was a hindrance, I feel in my spirit that there's a different spirit in here. There's a more loving, kind, more patient spirit. Don't get me wrong, we're all going to get on each other's nerves, okay? Even David and I got on each other's nerves, and he was pretty near perfect. I can say that now because he's gone, you know? And I told him lots of times he was perfect, but he was very humble. But he wasn't perfect all the time. Don't get me wrong, there's only one perfect thing, and that is Jesus, right?
Amen.
But we're all going to have issues at home. But I think we need to be more aware, like, and April, I'm going off on this a little bit with you, is the things from at home. Your home situation. How you handle situations at your house. And then you bring that situation to your job. You bring that situation to other people's place. You bring your situation to church. And we need to be more loving and kind, that's for sure. I have no idea why these two persons wanted to do this. I mean, you know, even bad sometimes is for attention just as much as good. Sometimes a kid will do something deliberately bad just to get attention if they feel like that's the only attention they can get. I don't know his makeup or the other person's makeup. I know, you know, a lot of people have been blaming President Trump and this and that, you know. Bad things are going to happen. We cannot be overly surprised because God has eternal life for us.
Amen.
Now, what we do here, we accept Jesus into our hearts. We make him our Savior. But we will be judged by what we do for God. Say, for instance, Don Whitmore, if you didn't have the pleasure of meeting him, he was probably one of the most devoted, committed, wonderful Christian I've ever met in my life.
Amen.
I never heard him talk bad about anybody. Well, when he was on different medications, he got messed up, he would say things. But he was the most kindest and gentlest bear you've ever met in your life. What Don did in his lifespan with his works is not to be compared with mine. He has set his treasures up. He's getting rewards in heaven for what he did. Now you say, well, if I'm a Christian, are you saying I'm not getting rewards? Are you saying I'm getting saved by your works? No. But we can't be stagnant. We've got to do stuff for God. If you want rewards in heaven, do stuff good here.
Amen.
Okay? Billy Graham compared to David Whitmore. Billy Graham will probably have a lot bigger mansion than David. Not to put David down, it's just Billy Graham reached millions and millions of people.
Amen.
And God is a just God, okay? So he's going to judge by his justness. He is a righteous God, and He loves it when we do stuff for Him. He truly, truly loves it. Work here on earth, here now, spreading His gospel, being the Christian you need to be, and if you don't know what that means, you need to ask God, what can I do today for you? What can I do? Do I want to do it and let everybody know what I did? No. It says in the Bible, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. Also says, don't boast in like the, who was it in the synagogues? Philistines? No.
Pharisees.
I knew it was a P word. I knew it wasn't Philistines. But the Pharisees would, you know, stand up and have these eloquent prayers and look at what we did and I did this and blah, blah, blah. There's no I in team and there's no I in God. It's just totally God. Amen. And what you do for the Lord, you will be rewarded. I used to hear from Anna Ruth go, one day your crown's going to have jewels in it because of having to do humiliating things for her. It made her humble. You know, when you get older, you don't want people changing your diaper. You don't want to have to depend on people driving you. You don't want to depend on people having to do everything for you. It takes that independence away and makes you feel, not worthless, but it makes you feel useless. Like, well, why am I here? I can't even, you know, go potty by myself. But that's okay. We're supposed to take care of it. And she would tell me, you're going to have a crown, you know, a ruby in your crown one day. Because she knows I love rubies. But, you know, we do things out of love. And yes, when I took care of them, she paid me for it. I wish I had been in a situation where I didn't have to be paid. It was like a job. And I have to say I have no regrets. I think I did the best I could. I'm sure there's some times that I got impatient and was rather rude, probably. But if she wanted a bath at 2 o'clock in the morning, I made sure she got a bath at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not telling you that to boast. I'm just saying that she knew exactly what she's talking about. It is humiliating. We went a while ago and got a taco. Yes, I know it went on my diet. And we're sitting there, there's a little old lady, and she was just barely walking, and I guess it was her son, was right there, and I thought, that's going to be me before too long. I wonder who's going to be walking me. And I thought, you know, this, it's just wonderful. Life can be so wonderful. She had the biggest smile on her face because her son was with her. Amen. We've got to show one another love. And if you are so fortunate to have a spouse, either wife or husband, encouraging words to them. Do not tear down. Love them. And love them through their mistakes. And, you know, David and I try to do that a lot. We would pray together if we'd have an argument. I go, God, please show him how bad he was, you know. And God's going, that's not what I want you to pray for. But, you know, pray with one another. We've just got to get it right. Sooner or later, we need to get things right. We're not babies anymore. We're here to love one another. And it is horrifying, all these killings. I cannot tell you. Well, y'all probably know more than I do. And I don't know why my voice is so shaky. You know, there's at least 15 murders a day just in Dallas. I mean, it's like life means nothing to anyone. Well, we need to make a change. We don't need to be just sitting and not doing anything. We need to be praying for people. We need to be reaching out to people. We need to be getting the gospel out there, witnessing, helping people, doing things for other people. Don't just be nice. Be kind. Go that extra length. Go that extra step and be kind and help that person. You know, it's just little things that we can do. And believe me, you're going to be rewarded one day. A pastor told me one time, he goes, let me show you how God looks at you, okay? Take that you were a car, okay? I'm a Ford, okay? I look like a Ford. Big sedan. No, okay, I'm a Ford. People at Ford, when they test me out on the road and stuff, they're going to be looking for good things that I do. Oh, she got good gas mileage. Oh, she took this curve good. Oh, the wheels are good. The bearings are good. The seats are good and locked. They're going to look for good things.
Amen.
When Chevy takes me over there and tests me out, they're going to try to find bad things with me. God's looking for the good things in you because He made you. You already are victorious. Yes, we're going to have downtrodden, things go bad, terrible things go, deaths, babies getting cancer. I can't wrap my head around it, how terrible it is. But praise God, there's St. Jude's and other places. But I mean, it is terrible. We can't wrap our heads around it, but we maybe not need to wrap our heads around it. We just need to still be obedient. Our faith plus our obedience gives us power with the Lord. The Holy Spirit will take over and guide you. And that's what we need to do. And this may be just little simple things, but it's what God gave me on my heart. So nothing, listen again, nothing comes as a surprise to God. Even your sin is not a surprise to God. He even knows. You know why? Because Jesus died for all of my sins to the day that he takes me home.
Amen.
So while you're here, do good things. We're going to be graded on our works, not for our salvation. Don't get me wrong. We cannot work our way to heaven. But we can work our rewards. Set up our trust fund up there. Set up, okay, I did the things that I can do. I'm disabled, but yet I can do this. I can help somebody else. I can put a smile on someone else. Any questions? Look at all the hands. Oh my goodness, one at a time, please, people. No. So what I'm saying is, let's just all work together. And nothing is a surprise to God. Anything you're going to go through, any illness, I mean, I think Linda's sickness caught her off guard. Don's stuff caught him off guard. Tim's stroke was totally caught off guard. David being dying caught us off guard. Wayne and David dying, we're caught off guard. Nothing. There is nothing God doesn't know. He knows everything. I heard a man talk about, you may have heard him too. He was talking about, in the old days, we used to go to the skating rink. And, people started laughing. He went, hey, that's all we had to do back then. And he said, my dad dropped me off at the skating rink, and he knew I wasn't being with a good crowd at the time. He knew I was kind of running around with people that he wasn't so-called pleased with. So when he dropped me off, he drove around the block and came back and snuck into the skating rink. And he saw him over there in the corner. So his dad waited, snuck back out, waited, and acted like he was picking him up. And he goes, hi, son. Hi, Dad. How are you doing tonight? Jeff, yes, sir. Is there anything you need to tell me? No, sir. Did you do anything wrong? No, sir. He went, are you sure? He went, yes, sir. He goes, well, I think I saw you smoke a cigarette over in the corner. I was sitting over there on the other side watching you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember now. Yeah, I may have smoked a cigarette. Yeah, I think I did. I wanted to try it out. But I didn't like it, Daddy. I really didn't like it. Really, is there anything else you want to tell me? No, that's it. That's it, Dad. We were cool. Well, I believe I saw you smoke two cigarettes. Oh, yeah, but it was a dare, Dad. I couldn't let my peers down. You always said stand up for yourself, and I went, well, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I remember now. There was two cigarettes. You're right. And he kept looking at him. He goes, is there anything else you want to tell me? No, Dad, I think that covers it all. He goes, I saw you smoke seven cigarettes. He went, ooh. He went, yeah, I saw you. And he said, I got punished for every cigarette I smoked, plus for lying. And that's what the Father does. He doesn't hide in the corner, though. He can see everything you do, either premeditated, on the spot, temptation, he sees it all.
Amen.
You can't hide from God. You cannot hide from God. And so there's not going to be any surprises either. So you say, well, okay, so you're saying that eventually we're all going to sin. Yeah, you're going to sin. You're going to get mad. You're going to gossip. You're going to lie. I hope that's all you do. I hope I don't see you at 7-Eleven with a gun. But we never know. But it wouldn't be a surprise to God. So I can just live like I want to? No. So I need to do this so I have fire insurance so I don't go to hell? No. What you want to do is set you up an account with God in rewards. So do your good works here. Don't brag about them. And I know I brag about some things. I just want to tell you how easy. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're loud, Chris. You can talk to people. No. God used rocks. God used Moses. He stuttered. I mean, you know, God can use anybody.
Amen.
Anybody. And you say, well, I just don't feel worthy about doing that. Well, then you don't have the right, you don't believe in the righteousness that the Lord has given you. You are holy in God's eyes. When God looks down at us, he sees his son's blood over us. Unlike in the Old Testament, when God looked down and saw sin and saw bad things, you got smited. We don't live in those times, praise God, because I would have been dead a long time ago. He looks down, he sees his son's blood over us that covers us from being killed right now. You need to do things that God wants you to build up your account. I know that seems kind of dumb, but to build up your blessings, I'll say, your miracles in heaven. Okay? So don't let the enemy come against you. Oh my gosh, you smoked that cigarette, drank that beer, and you looked at that woman with lustful eyes. Hey, it's a bad thing. It's a sin. We gotta quit putting degrees on our sin. Oh, you know what they did? They did da-da-da-da-da. A sin is a sin to God. So we need to ask for forgiveness, repent from it. Don't do it again and again and again and go, oh, looky here, I'm doing this again, God, but I know you'll forgive me. It doesn't work that way. You're a Ford, okay? Ford's looking at the goodness in you. God gives you trials for your victories, not to make you look bad. Okay? Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your love and that you made me just the way I am and that I can only get better in time. Father, thank you that I have a loving God that will show me. If I ask, I have a Holy Spirit that will show me, will convict me of my sins and convict me of my righteousness every day. Thank you that we are holy in front of you, Lord, because of your precious Son's blood. Thank you so much for that, the biggest sacrifice ever. Thank you that you will judge us on our things that we do for you, Lord, in your kingdom. And may we bring the kingdom down here. Please bless this land, Lord. It seems like life means nothing to so many people. I ask that we can reach out and touch those people, that their hearts are so full of evil that they don't think twice about taking a life. Father, may we reach out and give your word and give people a joy, a happiness, and hope to know, hey, I have an answer for you. My God can work in your life too. May we be bold and courageous. And Father God, thank you that one day we'll stand before you and you will judge us by the things we have done. Father, thank you because you look at me as a great Ford. I love you and praise your holy, holy name. Please be with Pastor, be with the singing. Thank you that Edith plays the piano so eloquently. Thank you for all the talents that you give us. May we use them wisely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.